Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Kelly Ash, Research Associate with the Center for Rural Policy and Development. Welcome to the program, Kelly.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
So you've been hard at work gathering information for the State of Rural Minnesota report, which goes to the legislature. They've recently convened. Tell me about what's going on with that.
Yeah, sure. So we really focus on giving an update on what are some of the demographic and economic changes happening in rural Minnesota. And as you probably know, Jim, I'm a stickler on what we mean by rural Minnesota, and that's always kind of a nuanced topic with me. We kind of split it up different ways. So we like to show our data both in kind of a statewide map with all the counties to give the most recent updates so people can get down to the county level. But then I also like to show general trends among groups of counties, and I do it in four groups. So I have counties that are entirely rural, which means every census tract in that county is considered rural. And then I have town-rural mix, so counties that are almost entirely rural, but maybe have a town of 2,500 to 5,000 people in it. And then I have counties that have urban town-rural. So think of St. Louis County. It has Duluth in it, which is an urban town. But then you go 60 miles north of there, and it's some of the most rural areas in Minnesota, right? It's kind of a unique county. So we have those types of counties as well. And then we have the entirely urban counties, which is really kind of the Twin Cities metropolitan area. And so when we look at these trends, it provides kind of a nuanced picture of what's going on. And so one of the big things, I think, as we get closer to the 2020 census, you're going to hear a lot more chatter about population change in Minnesota. And so if we take a look at population change, and we can look at the line charts for each of these county groups, and we show, okay, in 2010, how much did the population change from the year 2000? And what you'll notice about all these lines, no matter how we break it up, all of them are going towards 0% change. You're just seeing less and less population change. And what that means is population as a whole in Minnesota, population growth is slowing. Now, population growth is good, but we're not growing as fast as a lot of other states in the United States. And so what that means is we're going to be having some more conversations about possibly losing a congressional seat in the United States Congress. And so that will be a big topic we're going to hear about. Now, what does that mean for rural Minnesota? Well, as you can imagine, it probably means that rural areas will probably lose representation, 8 seats in Congress to 7. So how we split that up will mostly be dictated in rural Minnesota, how that's going to be split up. So our regions will be bigger. But also what it means for people is it means we're fighting over the same people because we have less people coming into the state. And so what that means is we can look at our changes at a county level, this kind of county group level. And there's really two pieces that impact population change. There's migration change. So is your county or your region bringing in more people than it's losing, or losing more people than it's bringing in? And then there's natural change. So are you having more deaths than births, which would be negative change, or are you having more births than deaths, which would be a positive change in your population? And if we break that down, what we're starting to see and what we're keeping an eye on in this on these changes is some major shifts in migration.
Okay, Kelly, well, we'll have to see what those trends look like on next week's show. My guest has been Kelly Ash, Research Associate with the Center for Rural Policy and Development. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.